But I want to talk about being in step with the Spirit and staying in step with the Spirit, keeping in step with the Spirit, you know. There's something that that is so precious about this. Jesus said that he must go away so that we can receive the Holy Spirit. And, you know, it was, I could understand that the disciples didn't understand what Jesus meant when he said he had to go away so that they can receive the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity, but it's one of the persons of the Trinity that we neglect most, because we don't have a clue what it is. And the Holy Spirit is a person that speaks every day into our lives. And then this morning I want to talk about being in step with the Holy Spirit, listening to the Holy Spirit and listening to what the Holy Spirit says. Now, there's something that I want hind to flight. If we do not know what God is doing in our lives, what he is doing in our church, and what God is doing in his universal church, we cannot be effective. Efficacy from every individual and church depends on their obedience to the Holy Spirit. If you don't hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, you can't be effective. If the church doesn't hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, the church cannot be effective. If the church cannot interpret the times, the church cannot be effective. And so it's something that we need to talk about. Now, I can tell you this. There's so many believers that are tired. They're burned out. So many believers that is depressed, they don't want to live anymore. And the reason I believe so many believers are at that place is because they don't have an effective relationship with the Holy Spirit. That's the main reason. In other words, you need to be able to hear what the Logos word says, the written word, and you should also be able to interpret what the Rhema word says. What is God to you saying? What is God saying to you right now? So the question is really simple this morning. Do you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit? And do you know how to react to the voice of the Holy Spirit? Christ calls it the Comforter. Now, life can be difficult for each and every one of us. It can be difficult because of circumstances. But I can tell you this, the playing field stays the same. What's the playing field? Can I tell you what the playing field is? The playing field is me and you hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. This is Yahweh for Amal. And near our lady conundrum. Can you hear the voice and do you know how to respond? Because the Holy Spirit is intelligent. It will speak into your situation, it will speak into your life, and it will talk about that type of intelligence with you. But now, remember, intelligence can be either holy or it can be demonic, depending what you hear. And we're talking this morning about the Holy Spirit that wants to speak. Hy wil jou lewe aanraak. Hy wil in jou hart inspreek. Hy wil die situasie waarin jy is vir jou die krag en die wysheid gee om deur te werk. And that's what we're going to talk about. So, Galatians chapter 4 verse 20, Galatians 5 verse 24 to 25 says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. It's actually a military term, keeping in step. You see people marching, just staying in step. We're talking about being in step with the Holy Spirit. Look at what Romans chapter 8, verse 9 and verse 14 says. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. So, how does a life led by the Holy Spirit look like? Hoe lyk 'n lewe wanneer ek en jy deur die Heilige Gees gelei word? Ek het so, moet ek net seker maak, so 6 karaktereienskappe uitgelig uit Romeine hoofstuk 8, Galasiërs hoofstuk 5, en dan het ek ook gaan kyk in die res van skrif, hoe lyk 'n persoon wat deur die Heilige Gees gelei word daagliks in elke dag? So, net soos dit 'n uitdaging vir julle is, is dit 'n uitdaging vir my. So kom ons bid. Father, I pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit revealing things to us, I pray by that power that your Holy Spirit will reveal things to the people sitting here and to me. We need you. Because God, some of us here and some of us don't here. But you're the one that can guide us into all truth, because the Holy Spirit is the one that will teach us and guide us in all truth. The all-powerful one, but the one that we so easily quench. And so, Father, I want to stand out of the way. I want to deliver the message as simply as it can be delivered. But I pray that your Holy Spirit will reveal. In Jesus' name, amen. Scripture says that some people yeah, and some people don't. And Jesus always said it. Take care how you listen. And it's a funny thing, you know, when my wife was in labor with our first child, some nurse thought it would be good if she would fight the game of the Blue Bulls against the Blues, the Auckland Blues. So my wife's in labor and I need to help her. Fred, you might know not for. I need to help her with all the breathing exercises. But now it's the Blue Bulls and the Blues playing rugby. So now I'm distracted. And at one stage, I need to help her, and I'm so distracted, she scratched me. You know, I got a fright of my life, and I switched the television off, you know. But do you know what happened there? Can I tell you? With my wife, I only heard sound. But with the television, there was picture and sound. And so sometimes when we listen to God, we hear only God's voice, but we don't see Him. And sometimes we see Him, but we don't hear Him. You need both. To have a perfect understanding with God is saying. And so when it comes to the 21st century, it's very difficult to concentrate. Just on what the Holy Spirit is saying. We can't even pray for 5 minutes, then we're tired, we don't know what to pray about. We start praying, then we think of KFC and McDonald's. There's a lot of things that we think of, and it's just so difficult for people to stay focused when the Holy Spirit is speaking. And so we need to talk about that. Why is it difficult? Why can't we pray longer than 10 minutes? And the thing that I want to drop with you this morning is this, because we're going to have to talk about this before we get to the characteristics of somebody that's led by the Spirit. And this is an important one. En ek laat sak my kop in skaamte vanoggend. You know, I'm also guilty. Most of the time we pray to God for what we can get out of the deal. Isn't that true? We don't spend time with God because we like spending time with Him. We spend time with God because we have to get something out of the deal. He must give me a word. I must have a word of wisdom. He must come through for me. I'm praying for my brother. Please bless my brother. God, my brother is in difficult times. Please. And those things are important. But it's really sad when we don't enjoy prayer anymore, when we don't enjoy spending time with Him. You know that place where you pray and you just think, God, it's so beautiful to be with you. I love it where I am at this place. And then when you look at the time flies at 3/4 of an hour, and then you think, I have to go to work. And you say, God, I don't want to go to work. I want to stay with you. God, I so enjoy what your presence is doing in my life. And we're so relaxed, we're talking with Christ. And nowadays when we get into God's presence, is God this and God that, and God you should, and God you should not, and God please, and God don't. And I just hear God sometimes saying, but I'm here. And especially me as a preacher, I've heard God saying distinctly to me quite a few times, Carlos, stop preaching at me. Listen to me. Spend time with me. And so, the first characteristic of somebody that has a relationship with the Holy Spirit is we think of God and His plans more than ourselves and our plans. We think of God and His plans more than ourselves and our plans. You can look at somebody's lifestyle and see what they think about the most. Jy kan na iemand se leefstyl kyk en dan kan jy sien waaraan dink hy die meeste. And so, God wants us to think about His plans. But in other words, God wants us, our mind, to change. Because it's important. We need to look at God's plans with our mind. Do you know how you change this? Start thinking about people. God came to save people. He sent His Son to save people. And so God's business is people. People is a priority with God. People are the top priority in God's plans. And so this lifestyle, when God connects you to the bigger picture, this lifestyle must grow annually. Elke jaar moet die intensiteit van Godse planne in my en jou lewe toeneem as ons die Heilige Gees volg. Want ons beweeg nader aan die eindtye en ons raak ouer. Ek het so lekker spotprentjie daar, gooi hem gou daar vir ons heen. Jesus is having a conversation with Hulk, Spider-Man and Captain America. And Jesus says to them, now that's how I saved the world. You know what? In God's plan, everybody on this earth is included.
Not everybody's going to be saved, but that was his mission. I've never met anybody, any leader with a mission bigger than Jesus' mission. Never. Da sal ook nie wees, kan ek julle sê hoekom ons breintjies is te klein. En ons kapasiteit en ons vermoëns om wel dit te doen is te klein. We don't have Christ's capacity to save. And so the Holy Spirit will always remind you of God's plans. And our lifestyle should reflect it because it's a priority. And so Jesus says, first ye seek the kingdom. Scripture talks about it when you read the Old Testament. Everything that's born first is mine. First things first. First fruits. The best. And so when we talk about plans and God's plans and God's ways of doing things, there's one thing that we should remember. Christ always wants our best. He deserves the best. So the first thing, if we want to check if we are still walking with the Holy Spirit, is that we need to connect with God's plan, not our own. The second characteristic of somebody that's following Christ, we know when we sin and we know how to deal with sin. There's a message at this stage that's going out into churches. It's called the Hyper Grace Message. I'm not going to name the preachers, but basically what they're saying, once you get saved, you do not need to confess your sins. You do not need to repent. Twak. I'm saying this to you, it's nonsense. We must confess our sins and we must repent so that we can grow in holiness. When you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit will convict you of sin. The Holy Spirit will convict you when you're doing something wrong. And we need to know how to repent. We understand the message of forgiveness. We practice confession of sins and repentance because it's important to Him. And so Scripture talks about forgiveness. Scripture talks about confession. And Scripture talks about repentance. Now the church doesn't know those three sisters anymore. Ons ken nie hy drie sisters nie. Ons ken nie drie sisters saans, ja, in die kemelruim. Ons het so langs mekaar sit die sterre. Maar hierdie drie sisters ken ons nie. It's liberating to know that the death of Jesus Christ gave us the power over sin. The Holy Spirit will tell you, you have the power to overcome sin. That is the power of the Holy Spirit. And so this hyper-grace nonsense, it must get out of the church. I want to tell you this. If any preacher tells you that you're saved and you don't have to confess your sins and you don't have to repent anymore, they're lying. Run. Paulus sê, hardloop. Timothy, flee. And it's important that we do understand, it's important that we talk about this. You can read the book by Dr. Brown. Is it Norman Brown? Dr. Michael Brown. Get the book. It's called Hyper Grace. Read that book. Dat gaan jou baie help. Because I can tell you there's a lot of things out there that's being preached that's not true. But you can get that book. It's really powerful. And you know what I like about the fact that we can overcome sin? It's just the resurrection message. The same power, the same spirit that rose Christ from the dead is inside of you. Did you know that? That same power is inside of us. We have the ability to overcome sin through forgiveness, through repentance, and through the confession of sins. Isn't it beautiful? The third thing, when we are led by the Holy Spirit, is we experience life on God's terms. Our calendar, our checkbook, our good times, our bad times, and lifestyle reflects the heart of Christ. Oh, and isn't that beautiful? And Paul says it here in his letter. He says everything is falling apart. He's talking about the birth pangs and the birth pains. Everything in this world is falling apart. If you look around you, there's chaos. I mean, just look at the murders in Worcester and the riot that was, when was it, Thursday? Friday, the riot in Worcester. There's chaos. Look at yourself in the mirror. We're falling apart, man. Bloeie en grys. And can I tell you, if you're young and you really love your body, I can tell you that your body's not going to stay beautiful. I'm not being I'm not being rude now. It's just the truth. It's called entropy. Everything is falling apart. But you know what? In spite of everything falling apart, we see everything through Christ's eyes. Grace keeps us standing in spite of difficult circumstances. It's grace. It's grace. And when you have the Holy Spirit, you interpret the times through those eyes. You look at your calendar. You look at your checkbook. And does your checkbook look bad or good? I don't know. But when you look at it, there's a way out. It's the way, it's called grace. You know? And what Paul is talking about in Romans, he says, we should act like Jesus in every and any situation. We seek to look like Christ. Ek wil net soos Jesus reageer. Die krag van die Heilige Gees van die dinge om my die mekaar en moeilik is. That is what I want to do. Then, the fourth thing. We are controlled by the power of the Holy Spirit and we show that power with meekness. It's in Romans 31 to 36, chapter 8, 31, when Paul says, we are more than conquerors, man. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? In other words, if you are led by the Holy Spirit, the Great Commission will become a reality. You will pray for the sick. Not everybody will get healed, but you'll pray for the sick. Some will get healed. David het nou getuig van. We will cast out demons. Huh? We will do greater things at Christ because that is what Jesus said. And the Holy Spirit will always validate your mission. Die Heilige Gees sal sy stempel op dit sit wat jy doen. The Holy Spirit will always come. If you're led by the Holy Spirit and you follow what Christ is saying, the Holy Spirit will come and it will give its stamp of approval. Now, isn't that powerful? When Christ will confirm that what you pray and what you preach, what you do and what you say, lives will change. It's a love mission, man. It's a mission born out of love, man. It's not a war, a hatred war. It's a love mission. It's a mission where you can step into utter chaos and your presence will change the atmosphere. Did you know that when you walk as a Christian, when you walk into the room, God's presence with you must change the atmosphere. You don't have to say anything. You just need to walk in there. And the Holy Spirit will change the atmosphere. Jy hoef nie baie te babbel nie. Jesus is there because Christ is there. Because you're connected to God, the all-powerful Holy Spirit. And when you walk into a room, every demon will look at you. But you'll not be scared. They can look at you. You're confident in Christ. We are controlled by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we show that power with meekness. In other words, we have the ability to take somebody out, but we don't. We controlled. We have the strength. We have the strength to humiliate. We have the strength to annihilate. We have the strength to gossip about the right things. I can wound you with what I but ek weet van jou. Jy het mos hy verhouding met 'n ander vrou, jou vrou weet nie, maar ek weet dit. Ek het dit, ek kan dit net sê, dat verneder ek jou nou voor almal. But we don't. We control it. We have meekness. Meekness is not weakness. Meekness is power under control of the Holy Spirit. When people at times, when they're rude with you, when they say bad things about you, the Holy Spirit says, keep quiet. Then you keep quiet. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will say, say something now. Then you say something. And then the Holy Spirit will say, just get up and dance. Dance. Then you dance. The Holy Spirit will say, just read a scripture. The Holy Spirit will say, pray. Then you just pray. And sometimes you will walk in the room and demons will manifest. It's just the power of God. Maar jy is niks, jy is kalm. Hulle kry hulle fits. But you just. Because you're controlled by the power of the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the Spirit-filled life, eh? Oh, the days of Charles Finney. Read about the man. So full of the power of the Holy Spirit, Charles Finney walks into a factory, Arnu. He walks into a factory, stands there, he doesn't preach. God just tells him, walk into the factory. He walks into the factory, and then people repent. They get saved, the people, they weep. Hy het nog nie sy mond oopgemaak nie. The power of the Holy Spirit, like Karen explained, you get to a school for the hearing impaired, deaf people. You don't know if they do understand you. Jy weet jy of hulle jou worry. You get the pun. You don't know if they hear you. They're deaf. So you go there, you sing, you don't know what you're doing. They do they understand me? The guy that is signing, is he signed doing the right signs? But the Holy Spirit takes over. The Holy Spirit takes over, and so you stand back, and then you see everybody wants to give their lives. That is how the Holy Spirit operates. The Holy Spirit is not a respecter of man. The Holy Spirit will take over my sermon, then I must keep quiet. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. I must learn to control. Then the fifth thing. We see through the eyes of the Spirit. We have access to power through the Holy Spirit. This opens our eyes for spiritual warfare. Oh, man, we need to grow in this one, eh? You know the story where God sends Samuel to anoint David as king? You all know that story. So Samuel goes to Jesse. And Samuel sees Jesse's older son. And Samuel says, ah, it must be him. Kijk, hy is so mooi fris gebou. He's got a six-pack. He's a tall man. He's beautiful. He's gorgeous. The man's got locks, you know. Hy het 'n bob. He just looks so well-dressed, he's educated. And then Samuel says it must be him, and then God says, no, it's not him. Samuel, the man of God, the prophet of God, makes the same mistake 7 times. 6 times, God says no. Then he comes to David, this ruddy boy, this boy. And then Samuel says, well, it can't be him. Then God says, it is him. You see, when you're with the Holy Spirit, you see through the eyes of the Spirit. You don't see what's in front of you. You look at people differently. You see what Christ has placed inside of them. You get excited about what the Holy Spirit does in them. You become colorblind. Kyk ek nou lank hare is. Of het kan skit en of het nie kan skit nie. Ons lag nou lekker, maar ons kyk mos so. If the Mercedes-Benz comes in, then you know, well, this must be the man. This must be the man. You know, I do weddings. Then they always ask me at the weddings, where's the toilet? And so, where's the bar? Then I say, no, there's the bar. There's the toilet. Could you please help me? Then I help. And then when the people see that I'm the one preaching afterwards, oh, so can I? We don't see through the eyes of the Spirit. Ons kyk mense so aan. You know what I'm trying to explain here? I've made the mistake. I know you've made that mistake. En weet julle hoe ek hy fout gemaak? Die meisies wat ek al gehad het. Ek het almal gedink, dis die een. Sy is myne. Gee haar 'n roos. Die doringkies het vir haar vir my gesteek van die roos. You with me? I'm talking about Spirit-led eyes. Spirit-led eyes. Isn't it beautiful? And then, we must love the church. Do you know many believers are out there that does not love the church? Can I say something that maybe will shock you? Marriage is not eternal. Jesus said one day when we're in heaven, we're not going to be married. But the church is eternal because Jesus is coming back for his church. Now who is die for a bummer? It's weird how Christ views life, isn't it? Ek en my vrou gaan na Bowes broer en sister, nou is ons man en vrou. Sê ek, yes love, haag het ek sê, yes sister. Sê sê, hey broer, we're not going to be married. But you know what, the church is eternal. There's much that I can say about this. But you can't say that you have the Holy Spirit if you hate the church. Doesn't make sense. Something must be set straight, something must be set right. Because the church is eternal. Christ is coming back for his church, which will make up of every tribe and tongue that will sing. Beautiful. And then last but not least, we preach the gospel as the only message that can save. And as we do this, we are more than conquerors. In other words, Paul says, if God is for us, who can be against us? We do not see through the eyes of death. In other words, we keep the main thing, the main thing. Do you know what the main thing is in church? Can I tell you what the main thing is? The main thing in church is Christ came to earth, he died for us, he rose again, he's praying for us. He's the only one that can save. That's the main thing. If that's not the main thing in any church, I can tell you that church has deviated from the gospel. The gospel must stay central to any church. You're going to hear me say this until I die. Keep the main thing the main thing. Keep the main thing the main thing. The main thing is the message of the cross. That's the main thing of the Holy Spirit. The cross divides the world in two. Those who are saved and those who are dying. The cross will never divide the church. And sometimes we use the cross to divide the church. It's unbiblical, it's ungodly. The cross unifies us. Because the cross and Christ, what it did, it saved us. Keep the main thing the main. If you're a scholar and you study, as you teoloog wil raak, if you study theology, please remember my words today. Keep the main thing the main thing. If you know the Greek, if you know the Hebrew and the Ruach and whatever, just remember, keep the main thing the main thing. Greek won't save you. Neither will mathematics. Christ will save you. Keep the main thing the main thing. So, I'll fight about the main thing. I'll fight about the main thing. I'm honest. I'll say, guys, people must get saved. We must tell them the story of how Christ died for them. I know it's a simple story for us, but that's the only story that counts. We are a gospel-centered church because of the Holy Spirit. The good news is the good news. We keep the main thing the main thing. I can remember that the second week I got saved, this one guy came to me. Nou vraag hy my in Afrikaans. Luister, ek het gehoor jy is bekeer. Waar is hy skrifie wat sê, hoe sal 'n jong man sy pad suiwer? Now, I don't have a clue. You know, I'm standing there. I said, God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, show me where it is. The Holy Spirit tells me, go to the principal's office, take out the Bible, go to Psalms 119, and then you read verse 2. I go, I pick up, I read it, sorry, verse 9. I read Psalms 119, verse 9. The power of the Holy Spirit. I can remember one day when I said something really stupid at school. Jy weet mos hoe ons mond is, né? Prys God dat jy net een mond het en twee ore. Want ek sal vir jou sê, van ons sal daar maar en die moeilikheid gewees het met twee monde. Maar anyway, so now I'm at school, I said something really stupid, and I'm sitting at my home, and I've heard the scripture, somebody preached about it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. But I can't remember where it is. I just know the Holy Spirit reminds me. And I'm sitting there, and I'm opening up the Bible, and I say, Holy Spirit, please show me where it is. Then a wind blows from nowhere. It's summer. It's 40 degrees outside. A wind blows. And the Bible opens up at Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Death and life and the power of the tongue and those who love it will eat its fruit. The power of the Holy Spirit. Then you don't want to leave. That's when you pray, please, God, let nobody come in here, because what I have with you now, this is tight. I want to stay with you now. I want to go nowhere. 'Thursday evening when we prayed, there was a powerful visitation, intercession. The Holy Spirit just came over. Tani Shirley, the Holy Spirit came over. Arnu, the Holy Spirit came over. Tani Jenny, and they just started weeping. They just started to weep. Hulle het so gehuil. En ek weet, dis nie die gewone huilie, want het klink nou soos 'n hond wat kleintjies kry. Because it comes from the depths of the spirit. And it was just beautiful just seeing these people praying and just pouring out their hearts. And then you know the Holy Spirit's there. And isn't it beautiful when you talk to a brother and the brother speaks with you and the brother says something or the sister and it just leaps, your spirit leaps. You're thinking, wow, isn't it gorgeous? You know, like the people that testified this morning, everything they said, it made my spirit leap. This morning when I was standing here, and the small groups that was on duty, they packed out the chairs and everybody was so focused. I told them this morning, man, I'm your biggest fan. I just appreciated how the people were so focused in getting this place like it is now for us to come. I'm so blessed. Every small group, I just want to honor you. If you're here on duty every Sunday morning when you're doing your thing, I want to honor you. I want to just say, I'm really your biggest fan. But can I tell you, the Holy Spirit is most probably your biggest fan. Because He waits here for us. We come. We get prepared and the Holy Spirit smiles. The Holy Spirit says, we're going to meet some people. Some people's lives are going to change. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. And then I walk in and I see Marshall dropping Serena off. And the son standing in the back. And I, what do you say? Mama, no gesoen, say. You know, and I just see the Holy Spirit in their lives. En ek het nooit gedink ek sou vir Karen nie voorsien praat nie. Uit haar eie uit. It must be God. You know? But then I just see the Holy Spirit. I just see how the Holy Spirit moves. And it blesses me. It changes my life forever. Because with that same Spirit we cry out, Abba Father. You will never be illegitimate with the Holy Spirit. Jy sal nie 'n weeskind wees nie. Nie met die Heilige Gees nie. Because the Holy Spirit will always make you feel that you belong.